We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the third canto, first chapter, entitled Questions by Vidura. Translation. Thereafter, he passed through very wealthy provinces like Surat, Sumira, and Matsya, and through western India, known as Kuru Jamila. At last, he reached the bank of the Yamuna, where he happened to meet Gundiva, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Purport. The tract of land comprising about 100 square miles from modern Delhi to the Mathura district in Uttar Pradesh, including a portion of the Gurgaon district in Punjab, East India, is considered to be the topmost place of pilgrimage in all of India. This land is sacred because Lord Krishna traveled through it many times. From the very beginning of his appearance, he was at Mathura, in the house of his maternal uncle Kamsa, and he was reared by his foster father Maharaj Nanda Vrindavan. There are still many devotees of the Lord lingering there in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childhood associates, the gopis. It is not that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but the devotees eagerly searching after Krishna is as good as seeing him personally. How this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Philosophically, one can understand that Lord Krishna's remembrance are on this absolute plane, and the very idea of searching for him at Vrindavan in pure God consciousness gives more pleasure to the devotee than seeing him face to face. Such devotees of the Lord see him face to face at every moment, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premantana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hirayesu vilokayanti yam syama sundram achintya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamam vajami. Those who are in ecstasy of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shyamasundara, Krishna, see him always in their hearts due to love and devotional service rendered due to the Lord, rendered to the Lord. Both Vidura and Uddhava were such elevated devotees, and therefore they both came to the bank of the Yamuna and met each other. So Premanjana Churita Bhakti Viro Chanena, that the devotee gradually develops his love for Krishna. And gradually his eyes begin to change to the point where he sees Krishna everywhere. He may see Krishna face to face, he may see Krishna's hand. He's everywhere seeing Krishna. Stavara jungama deke nadiketara murti sarvadahaya istadeva smurti. That whether he sees the moving living beings or the non-moving living beings, everywhere he simply is seeing the form of his most worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna. Everywhere and anytime. Srila Prabhupada, in so many ways, displayed this mood. When Srila Prabhupada was traveling in the West, sometimes, he saw the advertisements on different billboards. And there was one paint company that was advertising, and it showed on the board a picture of the earth and then a hand with a paint can which was held upside down and the paint was falling on planet Earth, and under it it said, "We are changing the face of the earth." And Brahma said, "That's us." That's us. Everywhere Prabhupada saw Krishna. In my hometown, Amsterdam, there was a hotel on the main square, main city square, named Krasnapolsky. And Prabhupada said, ah, Hotel Krishna Bosque. I want to stay there. He gave a lecture there, actually, in some hall. So, for us, it's still Hotel Krishna Bosque. Everywhere, Srila Prabhupada simply saw Krishna. Always. When in Delhi, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, and in this lecture, he gave the explanation to Radha Madhava. After chanting Radha Madhava, he became so absorbed in the chanting that he said, yes, Madhava. Madhava means lover. Lover of Srimati Radharani. Krishna means lover. He said, because the word Krishna means all attractive. And how else can we attract other than through love? That is the only way that one can attract. So Krishna can only be all attractive through love, actually. And so, in this way, Prabhupada, in a very loving way, full of love for Krishna, was remembering how Krishna is the all-kind and all-loving Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not only that the devotee is meant to develop love for Krishna, but Krishna equally is displaying deep love for his devotees. Sadhu vidyo mayam sadhanam vidyam taham mat anyate na janati naham teja managati. That as the devotee is always keeping Krishna in his heart, in the same way, Krishna is always keeping the devotee in his heart. So the loving relationship that exists between Krishna and his devotees is mutual and is one of loving exchange. So we can, in order to develop love of God, we can see the kindness and loving arrangements that Krishna is making. Everything in this entire world is simply Krishna's kindness. He has arranged everything to bring us step by step closer to Him. Even those stubborn atheistic fools who are trying to deny the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is lovingly slapping them a little. Just some loving slaps, which from our perspective may look like smashing thunderbolts, but from Krishna's perspective it is a loving slap, because actually, as we see in the Bhagavad Gita, the perspective of Krishna is so much broader. Arjuna had this narrow consciousness. He was seeing the small situation, the small temporary situation, and it became very major for him. He made it a major thing, kshudratma. Kshudra means small-minded. But Krishna showed him the much broader perspective of eternity, of many lifetimes, of many births, of gradual progression, and simply showed that actually no one will lose and no one lost in the battle of Kurukshetra. Everyone, 64 crore of people left their bodies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and all of them attained the mercy of Krishna. All of them attain liberation. So what is there to say? Krishna was very kind upon all those living entities. Krishna's kindness is showing again and again
And then Paunam Jananamante Kyanavam Pravaviti Vasudeva Savamiti Samatmasudurava.
Then after many, many births, finally one can appreciate that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Chatur Vidar Bhajam Timam Jana Sukhina Arjuna. It is an Artha Yigyasu Atiti Jnani Chavarate Sva. The four type of men are actually becoming my devotees. He's describing how these four types of men become devotees. The Artha, those who are materially distressed. The Yigyasu, those who want to know, who are curious. The Artakti, those who want to avoid material distress. And then, the Jnani, he who is simply interested in transcendental knowledge and wants to know the truth. Krishna explains that of these four, the last one, the one who wants to know the truth, is most dear to him. And Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusan explained that yes, he is most dear to Krishna because he's approaching Krishna and he doesn't want anything in return. Therefore he's the best. He said, but even the other three, those who want relief from material distress, those who are looking for material wealth, those who are inquisitive, even those, although they do want something, they still approach Krishna out of love. So there is an element of love there. So this is quite amazing to see how the acharyas are already recognizing the quality of love in the most neophyte devotees. Generally we think love for Krishna, that's something so high, so incredibly high, we cannot even talk about it, we cannot even think about it, we cannot approach it, and even if you do, you will never understand it, and so on. But we see that an element of love is already there in the most neophytes, in the very beginning stages of spiritual life. Prabhupada's early servant, was Srutakirti. And Srutakirti was once present in Los Angeles for a reception on the airport when Prabhupada came there, and many devotees, they were present, and Prabhupada was crying, all the devotees were crying, not Prabhupada was crying, all the devotees were crying to receive Prabhupada and see him again. And but the only one who was not crying was Srutakirti. Somehow or other, he was not crying. And everyone else is just crying. So that day he was massaging Prabhupada, and he said to Prabhupada, he said that actually during the massage, he said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, on the airport, all the devotees, they were crying so much. They were having so much love for you. He said, but not me, Srila Prabhupada. I don't have any love at all. Because I would, no tears, nothing. Prabhupada did not say anything. Did not respond. But the next day, during the massage, at the same time, same place, same massage, at that time, Prabhupada said, he said, this is also love. This is also love. You are rendering such nice service. This is also love. So, love needs service. In this material world, when we are servant, oh yes, we do it very nicely, for some reward, for some gain, for some profit, some advantage. I will serve like anything, and then I will get.
But in spiritual life, we are more generous. The materialists are described to be misers. They are misers with their energy and with their time, because every little bit of energy they want to translate into personal gain. Otherwise, I will not give. But Vaishnava is very generous. Love is very generous. Give time, give energy. How many times are we hearing that Prabhupada always had time for everyone, always made time? Yes, give. How much did he give himself, not considering himself? We hear he was in New York about to leave. He had such a heavy cold. And still, day by day, he had continued to lecture. So even the recordings, we can hear how Prabhupada's voice became day by day more hoarse from the mucus that was building up. Right? And all the time, nose was running. So the devotee said, just stay for a few days longer. He said, how can I do? Then, all these devotees are waiting for me, I will have to cancel. How can I do? I must go. How can I disappoint them? I must go. I must give. So he gave in 11 years, traveled 14 times around the entire world. He gave so much. So, this generosity, Nama Mahavananyaya, this Mahavananyaya, this generosity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this giving, kindly giving everyone mercy, to give everyone the mercy. We also, we may not have so much mercy, but we must give. One year, I was here in Vrindavan, and at that year, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was also here, and many other Vaishnavas. And so, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I was the temple president here, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj did not come to the temple because he was chanting many rounds. So as the temple president, I asked him, I said, Maharaj, please come to the temple. We need your mercy. Of course, now I understand better how he needed some time to chant many rounds. That I understand also now. Then I did not fully appreciate it, how he needed some time to actually go deep in his own chanting, and how one cannot always give and give, but also one must drink. Just like say pancha tattvani prithivyasya purva prema vandhira mudru kadiya pancha nili lukta prema korashvadam yadhyata viya trishna bala nukshan. When the pancha tattva broke the lock on the storehouse of love of God, they drank it. They did not just open up the storehouse of love of God and distribute it like mad. No. They drank till they became intoxicated. Then they distributed. That is the system. First drink, then distribute. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was drinking. He was drinking the nectar of the holy name. And I was here and thinking, oh Maharaj, if only you would be here. You have associated so intimately with Srila Prabhupada, and due to that association, you gained like a large vessel, a large pot, a large golden pot for giving out the nectar. And in my mind, I had some sort of vision that like when a devotee comes to ISKCON, everyone gets a little cup. This is the cup for the nectar.
So in the beginning, we hold out our little cup, but it's very small, and we get only a few drops, and we drink a few drops. And that's all we get. And we're never fully satisfied with these few drops. But then by the association of the Vaishnavas, and the purification that we get, slowly, slowly, this little cup is growing. By time, we get a little more nectar. But then, one day, when we actually, instead of just drinking for ourselves, we start to use our little cup for giving to others, then it starts to grow much faster. So, Tamam Krishna Maharaj has a beautiful golden vessel, right? Studded with jewels of all the moments of personal instruction and association of Srila Prabhupada. Right? Such opulence, right? One moment after another, deep realizations, deep instructions, deep moments together with Srila Prabhupada. That was all at his disposal. Then he didn't come to the temple because he was chanting so many rounds. So then I was here and I was thinking, what will I do? Then I will try. But I don't have anything. I don't have a big pot. I only have a small iron pot, nothing dinted, nothing special. So what can I do then? So I was thinking, I was singing Viva Varishesha, and in those days when I was younger, my voice was better. Now it's all croaky, losing it. Anyway, so I thought, I'll sing as nice as I can, as a service to the Vaishnavas and to the Lord. And I'll try in a few drops of what I can. So, in this way, whatever we have, we can give mercy. It is not false pride when a Vaishnava thinks that he can give mercy. It is actually false humility if we think that we cannot give mercy. Because we have received the mercy. We may not be qualified, that's another story. Personal qualification, that's difficult. We're working on it. And more important, we are being worked on. Krishna is working on us also. Yes, yes, the Bhagavati, Akim Chana, Savir Gunaistatasana. It is said that in the process of devotional service, automatically all the good qualities develop. Yes, it's like being automatically, yes, if you're being scrubbed with a brush, right, automatically become clean. So Krishna is scrubbing us. He's scrubbing us with a brush. We are being scrubbed. And yes, automatically we are becoming clean. Automatically we are developing good qualities. In this way, gradually, actually, we develop our love for Krishna. Gradually, we can make advancement, and possibly, we can advance from the Kanista platform, the platform where we are concerned with ourselves, where we are worrying about my material desires. Kanista is thinking, yes, but what about my material desires? What if I give up my material desires by surrendering to Krishna and I don't get the ecstasy? Then I will have nothing. It's very dangerous. I give up all my material enjoyment and then I don't get the higher taste yet, and then I'll be in nowhere land. And I'll be a nowhere man. No, better I hold on to whatever materially I have and take some small steps towards Krishna carefully and not too fast. Right? Because, and then gradually as I get more detached from all these material things, then I'll surrender. May take a long time, the detachment from the material things in that way. May take a very little. It will happen slowly, slowly. So, but those who are brave, those who are heroes, those who are ready to be different, those who are not looking at, oh, but others are not surrendering, those who say, no, I will do what Krishna asks, I will simply do whatever Krishna asks, I will leave these material things, throw them behind. It hurts a little when some attachment is there, and they will go over my shoulder sometimes, but still I keep on walking forward in service to Krishna. Whatever. This life back to Godhead. If we get in this mood, yes, this life must be the last. So, and that is actually the purpose of this movement. That was Srila Prabhupada's desire. That everyone would go back to Godhead this very lifetime. Not in many lifetimes, or not slowly, not the slow boat to the spiritual world. No, but this lifetime. Then we can maybe become a Majjhamadhikari. Majjhamadhikari is an advanced devotee. Ishvara tadadine su. Bali Sri Sucha. It is said that he has a different attitude to Ishvara. For Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, there is prem. There is love. For the Adineshu, for the devotees, there is maitri, friendship. For the Balisheshu, those who are ignorant, there is kripa. And for the Dvishatsu, envious, upeksha, there is detachment. He will avoid them, avoid their association. In this way, the Madhyamadhikari will act. His love for Krishna is growing deeper and deeper. And this is the process of developing love for Krishna. It is developing from the first moment. It is developing from the first day. It keeps on developing. But it must develop in service. It must develop in generosity. It must develop in giving, in forgetting our own ideas, our own desires. The best is to leave everything and to just surrender to Krishna. That's really the best. Nowadays, in this new millennium, the ISKCON of the new millennium, the focus is more and more on congregational preaching. Now we are so oftentimes preaching, no need to join the temple. You can preach Krishna, you can practice Krishna consciousness at home. Yes, you can. But how glorious it is to join the temple. How nice it is to join the temple. To leave everything. Forget it. How great it is to forget them. Forget worldly things. Forget them. Stay here. Or go from here and preach. Stay here for some time and then go preach. Forget everything. Just take up spiritual life fully. Why not? The rest, what are the reasons not to? My father, my mother, my brother, my sisters, my friends, my desires, my love that I desire in this world. Place everyone in the hands of Krishna. In previous times, the sannyasis would leave home. And sometimes, really, it seemed there was no one to take care. No one to take care of family members. Still they would leave. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. His wife was 16 years old. And he left. Young girl, 16 years old, he left. But when the sannyasi left, he placed his family members in the care of Krishna. So all his dependents in the hands of Krishna. So that's taken care of. So that's no argument, actually. I have to take care of this and that and all these things. That's not an argument. That's not a fact that we have to take care What can we take care of anyway? Fallible soldiers, Bhagavatam says. Fallible soldiers rely on fallible soldiers. We rely on our family for protection. To protect us from what? They cannot protect themselves. Who can protect themselves anyway from the material energy or from death? We can't do anything. We are helpless. Simply dependent on Krishna and for a conditioned soul, on his previous karma, indirectly on Krishna. And we ourselves are helpless. So more and more, we just see how we depend on Krishna. Of course, one can practice Krishna anywhere, in the temple or at home. But the benefit of leaving everything and simply giving everything to Krishna is not to be underestimated. Then one can become very much fixed and very quickly develop this generosity and this sense of giving, of becoming servant. Servant of Krishna means servant of Krishna's devotees. Aham sarvasya prabhu mata sarvam pravartate iti mata vadantyam buddhavah samanditaha. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice lecture on this verse. The verse is explaining I am the origin of everything, spiritual, material, both this world, the spiritual world. And the wise who know this perfectly surrender to me in love, buddhavah samanditaha. So again, in love. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining, he said that if you love Krishna, then automatically you must love Krishna's creation. You must love everything about Krishna. That means Krishna's energies. Everything. Like the other day, we went to Brahmandagat, and I like that place because I really like the story that Krishna is inside the universe, and that at the same time the universe is also within him. Yeah? I mean, that's really profound. That's Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Yeah? And that really shows that everything is Krishna, and yet Krishna is separated from everything also. The origin of everything, he is all that, and yet separated from it at the same time. Amazing. So that's our Krishna. So if you love Krishna, then we must also love Krishna's energy and Krishna's creation, and especially also Krishna's devotees. Aparaya mitas pranyam, Krishna's superior energy, jiva bhuta mahabhu. Then we must. So if we are the servant of Krishna, then we must also be suridam sarvadehina, the friend of all and well-wisher of all living beings. And then we must dedicate our lives in benedicting and actually being kind to all living beings. And especially those living beings who are devotees of Krishna. We should serve them because we depend on blessings. Really. What can we do with our own little service to attract Krishna? We're trying to attract the mercy of Krishna. And we did a little seva. We cannot take much credit for what we did because Srila Prabhupada created a movement where everything was going on and we sort of stepped in and sort of just were going along with whatever was going. And it was difficult anyway, and still is. Surrender, surrender. Ooh, ooh. Intense, intense. But somehow or other, we're trying. And just like I was going to stay a little longer in India and in the Euro GDC, put so much pressure on me to come to Europe for a meeting, surrender, surrender, cut 1 month of my stay in India, surrender, surrender. So, what can they say? Surrender, surrender is difficult. Not so easy. And we are, but everything is laid out for us, the whole movement. Everything ready, and we do a little service, and immediately, my service, I have done, look, no one's recognizing, no appreciation for my sacrifice, or if I am just struggling here, and who's recognizing what I am doing?
We are allowed to do a little thing, little thing. It's just mercy that we're allowed to do anything at all, and it's not so important. But somehow or other, we're doing something. And is it enough? Is it enough to really attract the full mercy of Krishna, to give us love of God? We have doubt. We have doubt in our heart about this point. Is it really enough what I have done to attract so much mercy of Krishna that He will give me love? Oh boy, we have lots of doubt in our hearts.
Well, the best thing to think is, it's not enough. It's not enough at all what I've done. It's not enough. I will never get love of God if it's depending on my service. Therefore, what I need is the blessings of the Vaishnavas. The blessings of the Vaishnavas.
That is what we need. And that is what we see. It was nice yesterday. Old Puri Maharaj, so old now. But he came every year, like he said. I come every year, and we know he came every year, and he always spoke very nice. Years ago, he spoke so nice, remembering everything he had the problem. Now he was too old even for that. Now he just said, "You bless me." And he said it three times. Three times is what then it must be done. Three times. Three times. You just bless me. So I will also say today, since I'm sitting here, you just bless me, please. Because I'm beginning to think about it. My time is also moving along. And I'm beginning to think about it that all that service that I used to think was significant. I was thinking I'm doing something. Now I'm thinking it wasn't very much. I know it's not going to be enough to give me love of God. So therefore, if you bless me, then your service will also be added to mine. Krishna will also take that into consideration. That your request, see, when you bless me, you have credit with Krishna, because you have served Krishna, therefore Krishna is inclined towards you. So you bless me, and I will get love of God. Then Krishna will consider that all these nice devotees who are doing so much service, let them give some. Alright, they want that this rascal, the Namakrama Swami, gets love of God. Alright. He didn't do very much, and he was very arrogant and proud, but anyway, because everyone wants to give, let's give it to him. So that's my hope now. So please bless me. Because we need all the help we can get to get love of God. All the service we can do, all the surrender we can do, all the blessings we can get of all the Vaishnavas, of the holy Dham, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the holy name, of the deities of here in Vrindavan. And we go and we roll in the dust and we go to the holy places and we pray. We pray. Yes, I put my head already two times here now on Prabhupada's bed in Radha Damodar, and praying, "Prabhupada, please let me stay engaged in your service for the rest of my life." Yes, I pray. I'll pray again before I go. So we pray, we chant, we serve, we ask for blessings and so on. And in this way we hope, Sankranamka Visheshatma, that gradually our love for Krishna is becoming a little more dense. A little more density of love in our heart. In the beginning, there's a little bit of love. Not so much. So many other things are there. Little. And then we hope there's a little more, still so many other things, but little more coming with time. We hope that with time, the heart will fill up more than Sandran Visheshatma, with more and more love. Right? And then we hope that it will melt, and that we become a little softer. That we become a little softer, a little more generous, a little more kind, a little more generous to be kind to people, to everyone, to all living beings, and to Krishna, and to give, yes. So, in this way, we are thinking, how can we also get love of God and making a plan? Hope against hope.
So now I'll end because I keep on talking too much.
Sorry for that. It's a bad habit. But now I would like to ask maybe some comments or questions, some questions for a few minutes.
When the devotees kick us, that's also a blessing. That's also a blessing. It's a painful blessing. But it is a blessing. Let them kick us. But we will not go away. We can kick us very hard, but we will still bow down. There's some...
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Mentioned about joining the temple and practice Krishna consciousness outside the temple. I fully agree with you. Sometimes we see that we join the temple and we do everything. In the later stages, after 15, 20 years, 25 years, sometimes we start looking for some sort of material security. So then we go back to again. So what do you suggest also? We protect ourselves from this sort of looking for security and instant interview. You remain in the shadow of Krishna and have to look for this sort of security. So could you kindly elaborate on the point and so that can help us strengthen the Krishna?
It's not that, in the first place, it's not that living in the temple is necessarily better than being outside. There are devotees in the temples who eat and sleep all day, and there are devotees outside the temple who work very hard and do something really substantial in their spiritual life. So it's not automatic, but living in the temple has many advantages, I mean, in terms of developing our Krishna consciousness. As far as going out for material security, first of all, if we are grihasthas, then make some provision for the family and then get out. But ultimately, we can in this material world make some arrangements with intelligence. We can look left and right before we cross the street. We can have a health insurance for our family members and so on. We can have these things. But somewhere on another level, on a deeper spiritual level, we know that all the health insurance in the world can't save us. We know that what can a hospital ultimately do, right? We know that the only thing that really is important is Krishna. And then maybe we can just come to the point where we say, I'll just rely on Krishna fully, for everything. Madhavendra Puri was seated at Govindakund, did not make arrangements for his food. then make arrangements. If the Lord wants me to eat, something will manifest. That was his vow. That was his mood. Ajagrati, the vow of the python. Whatever comes, comes. In previous times, the sadhus were taking such vows. So we can. Of course, we in this age cannot do that so easily, and it's also not absolutely required. We can live with our material security, but if we chant Hare Krishna nicely and serve Krishna, we can still get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. But if we want to make a special endeavor, then we have to not be afraid and go forward and just rely on Krishna. Like the sages who went into the forest, not considering there are tigers, there are dangerous animals in this jungle. Krishna Rakya Marga, Krishna Marga. If Krishna wants to save me, who will kill me? If Krishna wants to kill me, who will save me? Like this. Security. Krishna's lotus feet are the only security. There is no other security. There is no secure place. All the money in the bank is not secure. Your credit card is not secure. Krishna's lotus feet are more secure. Okay, well now the hands are flying. I didn't get
it.
Maybe here because we are here. First of all, that's interesting. No, I'm sorry.
In the name of God, I am interested in that. I don't know. Does it mean that all 600 million warriors from Kurukshetra got spiritual destination?
Yeah, it's seven divisions, 640 million. Yeah. Prabhu, could you say your name on the Jana Paresha or so?
Java Acharya.
Java Acharya.
Java Acharya. As far as security, remember yesterday I was asking those who were willing to come to the West to help Prabhupada spread his Krishna consciousness. That was his goal, that was his mission, to actually be able to save the West. And also by that, he will save India. And actually, it is more dangerous in the West. For you to go there is more dangerous than a yogi sitting in the jungle, worrying about a lion or a tiger coming in. Yes, it is more serious, but it is also more wonderful, and Krishna will protect you. So again, those of you who yesterday I said Prabhupada's instructions is that you should come. You should, at the time that is convenient and it is best for you to be able to leave home to go to preach, you come. First of all, I guarantee you that if you find me, I will do everything I can to help you. A Krishna will do everything guaranteed to protect you, because that is the mission that Srila Prabhupada has set before all of us.
Thank you very much. I enjoy. I first can. Yes, so I think that there are blessings. I think first get trained up in India a little bit, and then we'll let you lose all the rest.
My idea is first get trained up in India a lot, and then you'll be able to do more mercy. I just wanted to make some humble comment. Humble as I possibly can, concerning the point that you were making about our not underestimating ourselves, or sometimes having the false humility of thinking that we can't give mercy because of our lack of qualification. But at the same time, I feel that it's useful to offer some further discussion concerning what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned in his analysis of this principle. And in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that different Vaishnavas of different statuses stature, they can give mercy to different degrees. He says that the Premaka Bhakta is unlimitedly powerful, and by his good wishes, he can immediately bring a completely wretched, fallen conditioned soul up from that condition to his position of prema bhakti. However, the bhavuka, or the bhava bhakta, who is also an uttamadhikara, he doesn't have that power. But he does have the power, even though he's situated on the stage of bhava, that he has that power to elevate a person to the platform of Shudanamruchi. But the sadhaka, and he's referring to the pure devotional sadhaka, he's not referring to the bhakta of Vas who's chanting Namavas or the Chaya Bhakta. But rather he's referring to those who are actually fixed up Matimadikaris who are chanting the pure name. They have the eligibility or the capability of elevating fallen conditioned souls to the platform of Shuddha Bhakti Shraddha. In other words, not that he can do as much mercy as the Bhavuka who are on the platform of Sankhya or Siddha Bhakta, you see. Yeah. So my suggestion is that if we want to make a personal contribution in that matter of actually showing mercy directly as per our own capabilities of doing so, then we have to, perhaps it was useful for us to acknowledge the fact that we have a long ways to go to be able to actually show the level of mercy that Srila Prabhupada was able to show, you see. So, in other words, purity is the force and all these things. So, but until that time, by Srila Prabhupada's merciful instruction, as we find them in his Bhaktivedanta purports, even though we're fallen, even though we're not even Shuddha Bhaktas in the sense that we may not be chanting the pure name, even though we can hardly even call ourselves as pure devotional sadhakas, but we may be Chaya Bhakta, we may be Pratibhimba Bhakta, Havas even, but still, as Srila Prabhupada pressurized devotees to, even in the lowest category, practically new bhaktas beginning, what do they know? What, you know, what degree of purity do they have, really? How much love, how much power do they have? But he recommended that we should assist him in his preaching by going out on book distribution and making arrangements thereby the fallen conditioned souls to come in contact with that personality who gave his self-realized purports, you know, in such a way as to influence thousands and millions of people, you know, to surrender to Krishna at least a little more.
Yeah.
So that's just one point I think we've got to make.
Well, that's very nice. And I think we all appreciate it, and we see how Srila Prabhupada is that prema bhakta, and we all came here to, yesterday of course especially meditated on that, you know, how much we need to kind of just take up the service of Krishna according to the desire of Srila Prabhupada, and how we must become more dedicated to that. And if we can do so, that is the greatest blessing. And the more we do, the more our potency to distribute mercy will increase. And you have given all kinds of technical descriptions of levels that are very helpful. I think we should end. Although there are more questions, you have to forgive me, but I think that the devotees have move on with this from last night. Shri Prabhupada ki.